It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I have got Paul Bedon. How are you today?
Good. How are you today?
I'm really good. Now, let's go ahead and talk about something that's on everyone's mind. It is definitely the time of year. Actually, yesterday I got to work and I had that familiar smell. The furnace kicked on for the first time. This is something really important. It's a great time that you need to start thinking about these things, the heater, the fireplace, all of these different things that we're going to be starting to implement in our homes because it's getting colder all of a sudden. Am I the only one that thought it was like warm one day and then freezing the next?
We went right from summer to winter.
Oh my goodness. You're not kidding. So there are a lot of different things that we need to kind of take steps and precautions and things that need to be done right now.
Okay. Start off with fireplaces first. Everybody likes the fireplace. Couple of things on fireplaces. Make sure you don't have combustibles around the fireplace. But one of the things people often forget is, have they had their chimney cleaned? We go to a number of fires every year, chimney fires, where people just haven't thought about having their chimney cleaned. I wish I could tell you there were some local people that did chimney sweeping, but most of them come out of another county. But when they come out, they can come out and clean your chimney. So it should be cleaned, not only cleaned, but inspected too. A good chimney sweep will inspect your chimney, make sure it's going to function well.
Well, Chief Bedon, there are so many different things that you can do to kind of ensure that your family is being as safe as they possibly can in the event of a fire. And we just got done talking about the fact that the different detectors that they have nowadays, there are so many different ones that might be a better fit for your home or your family than just a traditional loud beeping sound.
Yeah, we were talking about there are detectors out there now where you can record your voice. Oftentimes, kids will sleep through the detector, but you know what? They'll wake up to your voice. So they have detectors now that'll actually, you can record your voice. They have detectors that are called interlinked. So they use a radio wave to interconnect all of them. So if one detector goes off, they all go off. Those are really important for if you have multiple floors in your home, that they be interconnected.
Right. There might be a fire in the basement, but somebody on the second level wouldn't know.
Right. And there's even different types of detection devices. We have photoelectric, which is going to use a photocell, basically. And then you have ionization, which uses a little piece of radioactive material to actually detect smoke. So a couple of different options that you have. So know what type of detector you're going to get.
Right, exactly. And you know, this is actually, we are creeping up on time change. And I always like to change the clocks at the same time that I check all the batteries in my fire detectors. So they kind of come hand in hand. You've got to do that multiple times a year.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many times we go to a fire and the detector didn't go off and the batteries are dead. So my suggestion is change them out twice a year. And don't throw those batteries away. Those are good ones to use for Christmas, you know, with the loud, noisy kids' toys you got. And they only last so long.
That's a really good idea. You know that they're half dead. So keep them for Christmas gifts. Because then when the batteries die in the gifts, you know, sorry.
We have to wait for the store to open to buy more batteries.
Right. The store's closed. I'm so sorry. Well, Chief Bedon, it is Fire Prevention Week, which means that there are so many different things. You need to kind of walk through these things. And, you know, even if you do not have children at home, doing a home fire drill is so important.
It is. You know, if you notice when your kids go to school, when the fire alarm goes off, those kids know exactly what to do. That's because they practice that, and it'd be important. It's important to do that as a family. Practice what you're going to do when the smoke detector goes off in the middle of the night.
Right. And, you know, we do that in our home. It'll be in the middle of the night and I never know when it's going to happen. My husband does it randomly. He will set off the fire alarms and say, all right, what does everyone do? And that's what got us on the subject of trying to figure out different alternative ways to get my child to wake up, because the fire detector does not seem to faze him. So I definitely will be purchasing one that I can record my own voice. If I'm screaming at him, it doesn't matter what the case is. He usually listens. I'm going to have to start screaming through the fire detector. It'll be great.
That's good.
At least we'll get him out of the house, right?
That's right. That's the key is everybody get out.
Get out of the house. Well, Chief Bedon, is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Yeah, a couple things. Your furnaces are starting to turn on right now. And so a couple things you want to do is make sure your filters are clean. I would always suggest that you have your furnace cleaned and inspected by a professional. Every year we get more and more carbon monoxide calls from what we call a broken combustion chamber on a furnace. And so those are things that a furnace technician can find long before you have a problem. So it goes hand in hand with the smoke alarms. You ought to have carbon monoxide alarms also. Once again, we go to multiple calls every year with carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide is a silent killer. You might not know that
right.
you're being poisoned.
Exactly. And those are the types of things that you absolutely want to make sure are working properly and doing their job. If you're going to go through the hassle of finding the right one and getting it put into your home, you want to make sure that the batteries are working and that it's working properly. Those are definitely things that will essentially save your life.
Yeah.
Well, Chief Bedore, I appreciate you coming in today. We really loved all the tips and getting all the information. It's great to kind of hear these things because, you know, we all know that we need to check the fire detectors, make sure the batteries are working, but hearing it just kind of gives us that reminder.
Yeah, hopefully that'll help everybody.
Oh, absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Fire Chief Bedore. You can also find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.